"Strike the tent there," was the next order. As I hinted before, this whalebone marquee was never pitched except in port, and on board the Pequod for 30 years the order to strike the tent was well known to be the next thing to heaving up the anchor. "Man the capstan! Blood and thunder! Jump!" was the next command, and the crew sprang for the handspikes. Now, in getting under way, the station generally occupied by the pilot is the forward part of the ship, and here Bildad, who, with Peleg, be it known, in addition to his other officers, was one of the licensed pilots of the port, he being suspected to have got himself made a pilot in order to save the Nantucket pilot fee to all the ships he was concerned in, for he never piloted any other craft, Bildad, I say, might now be seen actively engaged in looking over the bows for the approaching anchor, and at intervals singing what seemed a dismal stave of psalmody to cheer the hands at the windlass, who roared forth some sort of chorus about the girls in Booble Alley with a hearty good will.